For decades, the Arctic was seen as a zone of frozen cooperation. But the ice is breaking in more ways than one. The White House has shocked the international community by confirming that President Trump is actively exploring a range of options to bring Greenland under U.S. control. And for the first time, they aren't ruling out the use of military force. It started as a proposal to buy the island back in 2019, a move Denmark dismissed as absurd. But in 2026, the rhetoric has shifted from real estate to national security. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt stated Tuesday that while a purchase is preferred, the military remains a tool at the Commander-in-Chief's disposal. Why Greenland? It's a 1-2 punch of strategy and resources. The island lies directly between North America and Russia, home to the Pituffik Space Base. Beneath the melting ice caps lies a fortune in rare earth minerals, the fuel for the next century of tech, that the U.S. is determined to keep out of Chinese hands. But the cost of Greenland first may be the collapse of the Western alliance. Seven major European powers, led by Denmark, have issued a blistering joint statement. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen was blunt. Any military move against a NATO ally would be the end of the treaty itself. In Washington, critics call it an unprecedented threat to global stability. Supporters call it a necessary move for American dominance. As the president hints at a major announcement in the next 60 days, the world is left to wonder, is this a high-stakes negotiating tactic, or are we witnessing the beginning of a fundamental redraw of the global map? One thing is certain, the Arctic is heating up, and it isn't just because of the climate.